This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Colorless, odorless, tasteless, inexpensive substance. It's considered by the majority of them to be nothing more than a shortcut to instant bliss, where actually it may be dangerously harmful.
Broadcasting live from the Temple of I. It's the Jerry Jones Town.
Show number 12. And tonight, we're going to talk about Crocodile, Michigan's new pint law, and some vibes for government workers since they're all shut down. And
so Michigan's new law is called Crocodile?
No, Michigan has a new pint law.
No.
Pint.
Like beer? We'll get to that in a second, I guess.
The glass. Beer pint. Yeah.
Oh, like New York has with the 32-ounce soda?
Yeah.
You can buy two 20-ounce sodas, no problem, but you can't buy one 32-ounce.
It's happiness for us beer drinkers.
Well, it's good, because Detroit needs happiness.
They do, because
it's Detroit.
They're allowing them to drink. Oh, we'll get into it in a second. I don't know.
Detroit, what?
Plus?
Detroit.
Queens of the Stone Age.
Yes.
Well, Matt.
That's us.
It was. I was once eaten. Invisible.
Yep. Oh,
our Corrosion of Conformity song.
Corrosion?
When we played that song live, everybody would go, "You guys sound like Corrosion of Conformity."
COC.
Someone told me it was Clutchy. Because the...
I get that, too.
Yeah, go to school with the vocals, though.
I can do it. I can see that.
Yeah.
Some good old Clutch.
I've been thinking about doing another band.
Have you?
Yeah.
You hardly have time for this piece of shit.
Yeah.
How are you going to do that?
Huh?
How are you going to have time for a band when you have hardly time for
this? I want to do another band, but then I have to clear out all this podcast shit just to play. And then set all this podcast shit
A whole table
with
my whiskey on it?
At that point, we would just have to get a studio.
Yeah.
Like normal bands.
Nah, we could do it. We just take that table down.
Or we could do your big plan. Remember to knock the wall down?
And go about 20 more feet that way.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, assholes. Get to the shooting the shit. Enough of the band talk. No one cares.
We like to shoot the shit about Days of Remembrance.
Yeah.
He
zones out every time we talk band stuff.
The bed.
That's really
I've had my ass beaten the last week about band stuff, though, and it's really, like, grating on my nerves.
No. When are you guys playing again?
Yep.
Seems loud.
Yep.
Does it seem loud to y'all?
I don't know.
Sounds fine to me.
Go ask Jesse.
Is that what you do?
I deflect everything to him, so I hope he gets bombarded by people.
Someday there's going to be this big crowd.
He's not going to play
pitchforks and torches in front of his house.
He's not going to play drums for you guys. He's going to play drums for his girlfriend.
He's going to have a press conference.
Listen, guys.
Well, we're gathered. I have a statement here I'd like to read.
It took 2 years to mix my drums.
It did. I don't know if I've mentioned that on this show.
Yes, you have.
Every other
here's
episode.
What pisses me off.
Every
here's
episode what number. Me off.
About I was once eaten.
You seem like you're in a yelling mood and didn't yell about that. You're just laughing
we're
really hard.
We're still mixing that motherfucker's drums. Right. To this day, we're still mixing
even
those
for show intros.
I think maybe
he's going
to
email us.
The person who mixes needs to learn how to do it.
He's going
to
email us about it, the way his drums sound on that intro.
My snare makes a weird sound on that one.
Maybe I should come in and we'll go over the beats.
Do you hear that one hit on number 56? You hear that hit?
So
I didn't change that.
He has a girlfriend now, right, Jesse?
Yes.
Living girlfriend.
We went with...
Living.
Or I went with her, with them, to the Queens of the Stone Age show.
Yeah.
Yeah, they live together, and she's cool. She's cool as hell.
Well, we're not 40 seconds into the show, and I'm going to brag.
But in concert, I went to...
I was at
the
Queens of the Stone Age show.
With the pit at Queens of the Stone Age.
I almost vomited during that, because I had a shot of whiskey in my mouth as I was bragging, doing a Dustin brag.
How come Dustin Bragger... has become Dustin taking a shit.
I don't know why it's like that, but it has. He's on the shitter.
Dude, last show, there's actually an email about this I'm not going to read, but there's actually an email about this. I'm going, you did it twice, Seth, you dumb shit, that he wasn't bragging. You just started saying he was bragging. And I was like, did I?
And I didn't think I was bragging either.
And Dustin is like, I have a question. And he starts playing the show for me. And I was like, oh, we're going to be gay and listen to the show together? That's what we're doing now? Okay, cool. Let's be fags. All right. So he starts playing it. And I was like, okay. And I was like, why am I doing the brag thing? You're not even bragging. Exactly. He's like, that's my fucking question, you dumb shit. I was like, dude, I'm sorry. I don't know. I was drunk.
He called you out on it?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, look at me. I call people out because they call me out about bragging.
No time.
I think it's funny, though, because I'd say 80% of the time it's not bragging. But
no,
20% of the time.
If you're talking, amazing. you're talking, you're bragging.
Hey.
That's the reason I did it.
Did I tell you that?
Let's put our phones on mute, guys. We already had like 3 emails and shit and 2 texts.
Did I tell you went to Africa and Dubai this year?
Hold on. Hold on. You went to Africa?
That's like me mentioning that Jesse's drums.
It's like,
2 years.
It's like Seth mentioning that he went to a bar.
Yeah.
That's like saying I date flight chicks. What? Of course.
Yeah, already. Right. Here we go.
Yeah. So I have a date tonight with a black chick. Let's wrap this show up.
How are you going to go on a date with 2 hours of sleep in the past 37 hours?
No.
You told me at the bar you've had 2 hours sleep in the last 36.
No, I did not say that, sir. I said I have 2 to 4 hours of sleep in the last month.
Pretty much.
Shit.
I think we did the math at the bar, and per week you get about 12 to 14 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Methamphetamines are my friend.
Drunken sleep, which is really good sleep because you don't dream, so it's good.
Yeah, that's terrible sleep, actually. That's the worst kind of sleep. Did you know that?
Don't give a shit. I feel pretty good every day.
Drunken sleep? You don't get into the REM.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I feel pretty good every day, so it's fine.
Are you just grubbing?
Mm-hmm. He's eating whatever the fuck that thing is eating. It looks like red jizz. What are you eating?
This is why we won't get picked up on a satellite radio show because you just chunk.
Are you like...
Having a conversation, so I grabbed it quick.
Yeah. Oh, they're not dogging me anymore. I'm just going to start chomping my chicken nuggets.
No, it was...
Listen to them talking about me.
You know what that was? It was like a red gel. It looked like that G2 Gatorade fuck.
No, it's ketchup.
Your mouth.
It's ketchup. It's those new packets.
So you're just sucking that down?
Have you seen those new packets?
Yes, they're awesome. Okay,
well, when you get to the end of it,
it was G2.
You can't squeeze it out anymore, so you just gotta be like,
just turn to suck it.
So you take the bite of the French fry and then suck it?
You can't stroke it out and push it out. You just gotta suck it.
It's like a shot, the lime and the salt.
I didn't get a chance to eat my food because
go ahead.
We were setting up show and stuff.
You know what? Go ahead.
No, I'll just do it here and there.
Hey, guys, we're just gonna stop down here for a second.
As I feel myself dropping down,
I gotta get some energy.
Hey, I wanna brag. For a second.
Oh, what a brag.
I eat 2 meals a day.
I have Chick-fil-A while I do a show.
You'll appreciate this.
Because you eat every day?
No.
I'm going to tell you a funny story about Chick-fil-A after you tell me this.
Okay.
I drink my food.
I'm off caffeine. It took me 5 days, and it took me hell to go through. But I am off caffeine. I hurt all weekend.
How long did you have a headache?
5 days.
Yeah. It's like
this is my third time to come off, and this is the worst.
And the thing
I've
that's messed up, you can't get like Excedrin or BC powder because guess what? It has caffeine in it.
Mm-hmm. No, you ride it out.
No, it's terrible.
I've done it a couple times. Good job, dude. I don't give a fuck. I've gone off of heroin 3 times.
He's not lying either.
I know you're not lying, but those are the 2 hardest things
heroin
in the world to
caffeine.
Come off of are caffeine and heroin.
And cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, and cigarettes.
Masturbation.
But I don't
Have you
quit.
Tried stopping that
I don't
for a
quit
week?
Smoking now.
No.
That's tough.
There's
okay,
no way.
Hold on, dude. Sometimes you lose your sex drive, though. Like, I've gone plenty of times where I didn't have sex or jerk off for like a week or 2 weeks and not even notice. Just don't care.
You've gone 2 weeks without jacking off since you've been the age of 18?
Yeah. Wow. And I started jerking off really young before.
Were
I
Were you going
come.
Through a religious thing or something?
No, I didn't ever.
Was it one of your heroin episodes?
Yeah, that does kill your sex drive a lot.
There you go.
Actually, you're right.
If I stop beating off, intercourse actually asked. Intercourse only lasts about 5 seconds, but if I'm beating off, it lasts a full like 20 seconds. So,
I'm opposite. So, when I'm having sex, I last 20 seconds. When I beat off, it's 5 seconds.
It's
but
funny.
If you stop beating off for a while and you have intercourse, that's what I'm saying. It's 5 seconds.
It's a 2-pump chunk.
I got you.
Yeah.
Chunk, chunk, dunk. Yeah. Well, check this out. It's funny that we've mentioned masturbation and Chick-fil-A in the same segment because guess what I was checking out the other day?
This is funny.
I want to send an email to Chick-fil-A about this.
I'm scared.
Me and Brittany have been getting in like to this about Kim Kardashian having a porn video.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I told her, I was like, hey, every time I go to YouPorn or Pornhub or what, one of those sites, there's this thing that says, oh, celebrities, they have a celebrities category where you can watch celebrities, right? And there's a big picture of her and a guy that looks like Kanye, but it's not. It's Ray J.
Ray J, yeah.
So she's like, no, that's not her. That's not her. She would not do that. And I was like, yeah, she has. That's what she's famous for.
That's what made her famous.
That's, yeah.
So finally, the other day, I was bored on Pornhub. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to check this celebrity thing out. And so I found that video. And I don't know how it happened on my phone or what, but I was watching it. And all of a sudden, I swear, a pop-up came, advertisement for Chick-fil-A.
That's amazing.
Isn't that crazy? I started laughing. Okay, I wanted to take a screenshot and just send it to Chick-fil-A.
So okay, going off of the same concept here, yeah. The only thing that ruins... porn's been a money-making endeavor forever, but the only thing running the porn business out of business, or actually the only thing keeping it afloat, or they had to compete with, I forget how to fucking word my words right now because I'm drunker and
spit
dick shit.
Spit the fuck out.
Is celebrity sex tapes.
See, not for me, man. I like looking at the gangbang.
The
stuff.
Only thing you pay for,
whoa, sir,
is celebrity sex tapes. And they'll sit there and they'll spend $3-4 million, and then that's what you have to pay for.
Yeah, because they watch stuff. Dude, they watch whatever.
I can get right now and seriously,
I see what you're saying,
and have 17 windows open, all doing porn for 48 hours straight,
and not pay for a fucking thing.
You don't even see an ad on anything other than make my dick bigger or something. And you just go X, and then just go and watch hours and hours of porn. You don't pay for shit anymore.
Yeah.
The only thing you pay for is celebrities.
Did you watch this week's episode?
Are you going to shut this music down?
This week's episode of The League?
That point I just got. I believe so. Is it the one after Dirty?
Where he's trying
Dirty
to,
Randy?
Yeah, where he's trying to get rid of his box of porn.
Oh, yes, at the airport.
And everybody's
Ruxin, yeah.
Yeah, Ruxin's all running around trying to get rid of his box of porn, and everybody's like, who wants that anymore?
Yeah,
I've got the internet.
Why would you do that? Just take the porn.
How does...
You headed to a taxi cab and goes, here's $50.
I don't think it is surviving anymore. I think all the porn companies
That's what I was trying to get out. I'm sorry. I'm a fucking retard.
I guess...
The only thing keeping it afloat and they have to compete with is celebrity sex tapes. So one company will buy the celebrity sex tape to keep their shit alive.
I guess. I don't know.
Playboy's different, though.
The fucking hole for fucking years.
It is in the hole, but I don't see it going away. But, like, when you get your Hustler and stuff, how do they compete with online?
They're probably doing, like, the video. You have stuff. a subscription.
Well, you know.
You can see what's on my mind. But you can...
you get an RSS.
I bet you if you go to Playboy, you can pay, like a magazine subscription to them online. And you get online material, I bet.
Okay.
That's what the deal is these days.
I had a Playboy subscription for a bit. Prescription? For a bit. But it was fucked up because, you know, you go to the store and get it. I've never bought porn. Honestly, I've never bought a DVD or a porn mag. I've never
It's always been one you stole at your friend's
or
while he was passed out.
Or a friend gave me one or something like that. I've never gotten one. But actually, you go to the store and they're like, what are they, like $7? And he's still eating shit.
No, he's lapping. Is that honey mustard?
God.
He's lapping the honey mustard out of his honey mustard container.
He's looking this fucking thing up. Okay. It's like $7 or $8 for the damn thing.
Yes.
If you get a subscription for it, it's a trash cash for it.
It's a dollar?
Yeah, it's a dollar an issue. It's like, and they did 12, you know, once a month. So for $12 a year.
You're talking about actual printed.
Yeah, you get it sent to your house.
Playboy
if you subscribe to it, it's $12 for the fucking year.
Yeah.
How the fuck do they, how do they even print that off for a buck a
year? I
don't know. A buck an episode.
It's because Hugh Hefner's also selling blue meth.
He's not even running that goddamn company. His sister runs the company.
Oh, his daughter.
Shooting the shit.
Is she running it now?
Lesbian daughter, yeah.
Guess what I finished.
Sister still run it. Shit, I don't know.
Wait, before we leave magazines, because I know where you're going and this is going to take a while.
Circus.
I want to do a free plug here. The two best magazines to look at from overseas. Front.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Because it's British Maxim, but punk rock, hardcore, skater mentality.
Yeah.
With hot British chicks in it. And
hold on, you just said something that doesn't go in the same sentence. Hot British chicks.
Holy shit. Really?
You just... Dustin just fucking mooned me. He jumped to the floor, and he's underneath his desk now.
Are you on drugs now?
I don't know what's going on. Maybe you should start drinking caffeine again.
What the fuck has happened to our leader?
Dude. He's in the floor, guys, listeners, and he's popping
He's getting the front magazines out. They are awesome.
Porn.
Okay. Well,
okay,
this,
I get... Holy shit.
This show just changed.
Pause the show. I gotta pause the show.
This will be the worst show ever now.
This is a front magazine.
Let me have them.
And those are hot British chicks.
Okay.
But
I have 17 magazines, man.
Just flip through them because
it's, I don't want to ruin them.
It's all the music we love. It's like spin on crack.
It is.
I read a good article about
good night.
Was it them Crooked Vultures? Oh no, Eagles of Death Metal in there.
Is there
an article about
Centerfolds in this?
No, they just
okay, guys.
Look.
Okay, she
I'm
looks
sorry,
she's
y'all.
17.
This is where the show gets
oh,
completely
yeah.
derailed.
Just pause this thing. I gotta look at these things for a second.
Dustin and
good.
Seth are now
Jesus
looking
Christ.
And thumbing through pornographic magazines.
So what is
no,
this?
Look, it's not this pornographic at all. But look,
this could go on.
I
forever.
Mean, just flip through them and see how it's written like a Maxim. It's done like a Maxim. And then you have sweet India Reynolds.
Where's the black girls at?
There's Whoa. Some in there.
Did y'all hear that? Stubbs, I just got shocked.
Good Christ. Okay, yeah. All right. So there is apparently a few
yeah,
hot
wouldn't even
British
notice.
Chicks.
You wouldn't even notice.
No, we have front He's magazines dead. In front of us. If you were dead.
I'm dead on the floor. Just
what
got
happened?
Shocked.
What are you doing? You getting shocked over there?
You're just sitting there thumbing through the magazine during
and
the middle of a show.
Matt, you would love Nuts because it's weekly and...
Bigger boobies. I've seen it.
But... About 3/4 of it is like this magazine. The entire last quarter is nothing but football stuff.
Oh, yeah. You mean...
Because it's...
Football.
Football.
Man City.
You can watch all your Man City
soccer.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Soccer.
Thank you, Seth.
Soccer.
Football.
All right, so you were going on a path?
I did it.
You
can
did
we
what?
Get to actual like,
I finished,
shit that's happened to us?
We are.
I finished Breaking Bad... Last Sunday night.
Are you done?
On Sunday night. Finished it.
Yeah, I finished it.
Good, because there was a story this week that's fucking incredible. Have you seen it?
Uh-uh.
They put
They're
in...
bringing it back.
Yes, it's coming back.
What?
No.
Walt lives! Oh, if no one has seen the end, you might... Spoiler. But it's been 3 weeks, too.
They've
weeks?
Had time.
Fuck
you pulled
you.
That cord... Cord.
It's good.
God, we can't okay. talk tonight. You oh, pulled that card on me last week about Sopranos. That,
yeah.
Okay, you can't bitch anymore about spoiler.
Well, that's been like 5 years, so.
So, yeah. when is it for Breaking Bad?
It's enough for us.
So we can talk about it?
Yeah. Yeah. They put an obit.
Best no one listens ever. To this. Anyway.
They put an obit, a Walter White obituary in the Albuquerque newspaper.
Oh,
you're
yes.
kidding me.
They paid for it, and it's
I've got,
radical.
I've got, I know what
you're Can you
lives
order
there.
The paper?
I gotta fucking.
Yeah, they
get
said
her
it's
sin.
Selling out like
newspaper?
Crazy, and people are selling them on eBay for like $5 or $6.
We gotta
bucks.
Get one for the studio.
Oh, it's so awesome.
You should have told me that. I know, you know, Amy? Redhead Amy?
You know,
tell
Amy.
Her she fucking lives there. Yeah, she told me.
You know, Amy, that chick I used to bang in New Mexico.
That's actually, yeah, that's exactly what happened. No,
yeah.
I'm kidding. I've never banged her. But
what?
No, she's a cool chick. Anyway, yeah, she lives there. Fucking
cool.
Should have known.
All right. Know so guess what else?
You want me to read it to you?
Oh
I
yeah.
Read it
yeah.
To
let's
you.
Read this.
Okay. Here's a picture. It's
dude, once that show ended,
what website did you find that on?
I don't know.
Experience.
I just put in.
Just tell people to Google it.
Yeah. Just put in Walter White obit. It says Walter White, A.K.A. Heisenberg, 52 of Albuquerque, died Sunday after a long battle with lung cancer. And a gunshot wound.
I'm going to stop this.
A co-founder of Gray Matter, White was a research chemist who taught high school chemistry and later founded a meth manufacturing empire. He is survived by his wife, Skylar Lambert, son Walter Flynn Jr., and daughter Holly.
Hey!
Sad Hulk music.
A private memorial was held
oh,
by
shit,
his family
you fucking
in
idiot.
Lieu of flowers.
You talk about my dad?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Donations
oh,
can be made
no.
to a drug abuse prevention charity of your choice.
My dad was an asshole.
He will be greatly missed.
He's not. Yes,
there it is. There it is.
I had to find it. I can't read and find it at the same time. We need someone to run the board.
We do need a producer.
Dude,
we got to get a producer.
I told you.
Should we put an ad in the paper for a producer? Like a or a Craigslist?
We have, dude, seriously, we have like 7 different people that want to be involved in the show.
No, they got to have some experience, though.
What, hitting buttons on an iPad?
No, we need a real deal producer, man.
I got to drop stuff in.
I used to do it in a band. You can do it. You can do it here all day.
Okay, back to the story at hand. And?
Do what?
It finished perfectly.
It was awesome. I loved it. I loved the ending. I love how the last 4 episodes, you're like, what the fuck, at the end of all of them. And, okay, correction. Homeland is, okay, are you watching Homeland yet?
I caught up, yeah. Yeah.
It's got to step it up quickly.
I'm tired of her just being
I am too.
Batshit crazy.
But anyway,
that's what I fucking told you, Clint. The first
the
fucking
new Xanax,
season.
The new Xanax.
Fuck.
TV show though, for sure.
What's
was
that
the last
stupid bitch's name? Please.
Of Breaking Bad. You needed to take a Xanax every fucking episode.
Yeah,
that
was
show
awesome.
Fucking sucked.
Yeah, I loved it
since the beginning, and I told you, cunts, it was that. And you're like, you're finally
Homeland
getting there. Going,
has it, Homeland has been really good.
The beginning.
Okay,
but
I
this
like
season
okay.
has got to step
well,
up.
You just
Brody?
Said what's wrong with? Oh God.
We're 2-3 episodes in and no Brody yet?
Just fucking every one of them.
But okay. Yes.
I'm getting done with Homeland.
Perfect ending. Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect Breaking ending. Bad. The most perfect ending to a TV of that or a show of that caliber.
I had no idea what
caliber,
he was going to do when he drove out to that white
the
supremacist.
The second best show of all time.
According to Metacritic, it's number 1.
Oh, well, fuck you.
What are you saying is number 1?
Sopranos. Come on.
Nah.
Mm-mm. Oh, bullshit.
No. I watched every single...
I haven't seen the last season of Sopranos, so okay. I can't...
I think I have it in there. I ate, I drank, sleep Sopranos.
I am watching Breaking Sopranos Bad's again better. Right now. I'm watching it again.
Well, I'll you know what? Honestly, I was thinking that the other day, because I've watched Sopranos over like a few seasons over and over.
And you hadn't seen the last
season. But I still haven't seen the last... But I will do the same with Breaking Bad. I'm sure there's going to be times where I'm watching
okay.
Breaking Bad.
Sopranos is number 2.
They okay. that Sopranos made shit like this happen. Made Breaking Bad happen.
Yeah.
They were the first ones to like do this type of
what
fucking
about Steven Spielberg?
Drama.
He made things happen.
Destiny,
Band
anything
of
to say
Brothers.
About it?
Well, if you're gonna go down that path, Seth.
Okay.
It was the one that went first. And usually in a product line, the second version is better.
Oh, like Megadeth and then Metallica.
Winner.
Well, they were in the same band.
Dave Mustaine?
Yeah, they weren't.
I was going to say, you know, iPhone 1 and iPhone 2.
Okay. So, Dustin, what'd you do this weekend? Or week?
Oh, I'm not done.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Fuck my tits.
There's something else that I accomplished
fuck
this week.
Fuck my hairy, dirty tits.
Well, y'all have been telling me to get on this shit. These have
get
been
on
y'all's
it.
Assignments
get
to
on
me.
It.
I crammed all of Breaking Bad in 2 weeks.
You did.
All of it.
Yeah. Like, I was like, man, I'm like four seasons into it, man. What are you doing? You need to get on this, man.
I just started.
Next thing you know, well,
I finished
it. What do you mean you finished it? I just talked to you last week, and you said you'd never seen the show.
Well, I'm done.
All right, I started Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, Christ.
Thank you.
Here you go, gamers.
These are pretty much the 2 assignments that I had from Dustin for our show. Like,
how about promote the show?
You're about to get the boot if you don't go play Grand Theft Auto 5.
Have you killed a hooker yet?
You have to get
no.
back in the mic to say.
But I have. I have got thrown out of a strip club already. Yeah. And it's funny because right now, I'm not doing anything. I'm not drinking right now.
Because you got too handsy.
In real life.
Right, in real life. So I am seriously living vicariously through these characters. I'm going to strip clubs. I'm going straight to the bar, doing like 3 shots, going to watch a chick. Check her out.
Dude, just
call
no, me
on then
the
I
phone.
Go to another one. Nah, man.
Play a game.
Then I
call
go
me on the phone.
Find one, take her to the VIP room, get a little handsy, get
thrown out,
go buy
wait,
some
wait,
crack.
Wait, wait, wait. You mean handsy like you're touching her or you get a little handy?
No, handsy wasn't her.
You rub them. And then, it's full nude.
And then and just like the real clubs, I get busted too many times and the security comes and throws us out.
Have you gotten 2 chicks at the same time?
No.
You can get there.
Oh.
And you need to get a hooker. For your car at night and go pull off in an alley somewhere.
Yeah.
Out of control. And I had a friend come over the other day And they brought their child with them, who is 6 or 7.
Uh-huh.
And was telling me about all these things to do.
Oh!
And I was like, okay. No. Because if Aiden comes in the room when I'm playing, I just explore.
Just drive around.
Yeah, just drive around and find cars and try to steal an airplane or something.
Well, Brittany's son, like, he was a big proponent of us getting this game, right? And he had a gift card to Blockbuster. Or not Blockbuster.
GameStop?
Jesus Christ.
Blockbuster.
Best Buy.
92 called.
Sound Warehouse. Anyway, so he was telling me,
Hastings.
Hastings still around though, and it's an amazing store.
There might be one. They're not in every mall though.
They have.
No, they're on their own building.
Vinyl like crazy. That's a good vinyl stop right there.
Move this fucking crap along. I don't give a fuck.
Anyway, so he's telling me, he's like, "Yeah, I promise I won't go to those places." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "There's,
you know, the whorehouses,
strip clubs in it." And I was like, "There's more than that, son." But yeah, we're going to get this game.
Oh, don't worry about it, boy.
Last thing about the game.
I'll take care of this. I'll talk to your mama.
Last thing about the game, then we'll move on. Yeah. Have you unlocked Trevor yet?
Nope.
Okay.
The one that you say is at the bar? The singer for Baroness?
The lead singer Baroness?
Oh, that guy?
Yeah. Just wait.
That was a different Trevor.
Just
wait. I saw the picture you sent.
I just got it.
You just got me?
Now, you just wait till you see his insanity.
Oh, is he out of control?
Oh, he's out of control. Way out of control.
I'm a big fan. I like it. Well, that's what I did.
That's what you did. Well, while you're playing silly video games on Saturday night, I went and saw Queens of the Stone Age.
See, that is a form of braggadocious. The way you worded that is a form of braggadocious.
While you were playing Super Mario Brothers with your
fucking wife's kid.
I was at a black tie affair in the front row watching Josh Ohm. Queens of the Stone Age.
And?
Glad you were sitting back with your pecker in your hand. Fucking doing nothing.
Hey, for everyone that's wondering if Seth... Or,
what? Jeez. Why'd you just do that to me? You want this shut off or something?
Oh, he did.
Oh, he's doing this.
Okay.
You should have gone. Y'all both should have gone.
I didn't know that there was a big campaign to go. I was like, no one's going. I didn't have
the
no
tickets were
I had,
bought when he was in Africa.
I had they were. No Jesse idea that anyone was going.
He got pit tickets and he's in Africa.
Jesse messaged me at like 3 in the morning over there and was like, do you want me to get Africa. Tickets? I was like, whatever.
Jesse
and he got
them. Engel, the guy that was in the band, the guy our that drummer. We fucking mixed his goddamn drums for 2 fucking years. He fucked me over on this too.
Yeah, my guy.
Jesse, I'm going to find you.
I know where he lives. You can go there easily.
Yeah, you know where he lives. That's
like, well, he's just stuck.
I helped him move into his house, actually.
That's like, I can drive you over there.
Yeah, it's not far. It's like 25 minutes.
Actually, you're in no condition to drive anyone anywhere tonight.
So, Queens of the Stone Age at Verizon. A couple interesting things. They didn't sell the upper balcony above the suites. Nice.
Hard to believe, kind of, actually.
They didn't. It was just blacked out up there. That's the first time I've ever seen them do that up there. But the bottom was pretty much packed. There were some open areas there, here and there. The curtains were all
okay,
the way
no,
to
no,
the
no,
edge.
Okay, no. I think you misunderstand something here. It's not because they didn't sell out. It's the maximum capacity for a club.
Yeah.
And
no,
when
no,
you
no.
have the
yeah.
floor sold out like that, they max pack the pit so that it's elbows and assholes down there, so you can't have that many people in the club at one time. So you have to actually close down that up there. To not have that many seats sold.
On Tool, they didn't.
What the fuck?
On the Pixies, they didn't.
That hit me right in the fucking forehead, dude. That hurt a lot.
I had to snap you out of it.
So on Tool and Pixies, they...
Is that right?
Every right, single cool. section was open and available. So I don't know...
You done?
That
you just
Slipknot
bought that
show,
badass mic.
Didn't we go to that Slipknot show?
He's done.
It was sold. Everything was wide open. So...
I'm saying with actual laws. Maybe that was the reason.
I think it was just because of their ticket sales, because of the band they are.
Okay.
Because you can change it. I think the configurations are like 5, 7.
Where was it at?
13. Verizon.
Did you see the opener? Was it Savage?
Savages. A heavy metal Donna's. Girl, all girls. Kind of dumb. I don't know. Got tired of it. Went and got beer and stuff and then came back down and it was on. That was a good Queens of the Stone Age show because they played everything you wanted to see them play. And
I hope I don't upset.
It made me want to be in a band like that.
I hope I don't upset Matt by touching the mic again. Was this show as good as in California Hollywood Bowl?
Well,
because that show was actually fucking pristine, and that made me like Queens of the Stone Age. I didn't really like it before.
That
watching
California
that show,
show,
I was like, fuck yes.
Y'all went to California to see Queens of the Stone Age?
And Nine Inch
Nails, man.
When?
During With Teeth. Tour 95.
What?
Or, I'm sorry, 2005.
We saw Nine Inch Nails 3 times on that tour.
What, did Jesse buy tickets to this too?
I saw Nine Inch Nails.
Jesse bought tickets for this?
I saw Nine Inch Nails 7 times on that tour.
Okay, sorry. I saw Nine Inch Nails 3 times that tour. Fuck me. I saw it in Austin at Stubbs.
What?
Stubbs Barbecue. It's like 500 people there. Which
yeah, you
want to
see
one of the best fucking shows I've ever been to in my entire
your
life.
Favorite band ever in a good venue? Go to Stubbs. That.
I've never seen
a
show there.
Stripped down Nine Inch Nails. Are you kidding me?
The only
me?
Thing that I've ever heard from there was when we played in Black Label Society.
Hey, shut up. Shut the fuck up, Stubbs. Let me throw something at you.
After we
right
played.
Fucking forehead.
While
there's
we were playing.
There's nothing around here that can night. Compare it to. I can't give you a venue in DFW to compare it to.
No, it's dirt floor and fucking nothing.
If trees didn't have a roof.
Okay, yeah.
Bam.
Yes. If trees didn't have a roof.
If trees didn't have a roof.
I thought it was dirt big, floor. I thought it was larger than that.
And you know, don't and take the bar out.
It was Caddy Corner from that club we used to play down there.
That's I know. That's yeah. what I'm saying. When Black Label Society was, weren't they playing when we were played? And I was like,
oh yeah, I think so. They have the outdoor stage and the inside stage, but the outdoor stage is the cool one.
Which is a weird show if you think about it.
All of Austin can hear whoever's
you know,
playing.
You
there.
Know what was weird was the next morning we went there and ate barbecue and had a beer and we're looking down off the patio at Stubbs and looking down at that shit going. This happened last night. We're sitting going, that was there? And you're looking at the place going, what the fuck? Really? Yeah. We were there? Like, we were in the shit?
And was it a Saturday night show? So y'all were at the barbecue place
no,
on Sunday?
No, it was
because they
Thursday
do, like,
night.
A big all-you-can-eat.
Thursday night.
Because they have a deal on Sunday morning.
Yeah, the brunch.
Good Lord.
Every media photo from that show, you see me and Seth standing there. It just mesmerized, like...
We look like we're fucking mouth breathers going.
Yeah, like
whoa, this is amazing. Oh god.
Like we're zombified really out looking at brains on stage.
And
half
the time we're hitting
I
each other.
Have a bunch of them.
We're staring at the stage and like going, hey, do you see this? Hey, right. Look at
holy
that.
Shit. Yeah, I see it.
Holy right. shit.
And it was a stripped down set. It was like the light show was minimal. You know, it was nothing. It was just stripped down. Trent Reznor.
It was Nine Inch Nails. We're a rock band tonight.
Yeah,
playing.
Well, the venue in Austin that
it was like on
Dillinger
Niagara
played
4 hours. My dick
this
hurt
last
after.
Year, I want to go to that venue too.
That venue
that
is
really
badass because
cool.
We always swing by there during South by, and that's a awesome venue.
Austin has all kinds of cool ass venues that are indoor outdoor. Like the Red Eye Fly, the Red Eye Fly is the same way. It's like you go back and they're it's done.
Yeah, I think someone else took it over and changed names. Pickles. Also, the Headhunters, it's a steampunk bar
outdoor.
Now.
Whoa.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah. No, I saw a Facebook message saying they were having a metal night.
Well, they may have a metal night, but it's called the Steampunk
metal
Lounge
now.
Or something now.
Oh, it's not called the Headhunters?
Uh-uh. And Emo's is gone. They all moved.
Yeah.
During South By, though, they do come build the annex in their old building. And
everyone comes
there,
to South By.
Well, most of the clubs moved to the other side of 35.
Do you see what I do?
But I retrieved this Saturday night.
That is a beautiful set list. You snagged off the stage.
When did the bass player do this on this part?
I didn't recognize this bass player.
Who was the bass player?
I don't know. And they didn't have the cello player, the girl cello player with them normally. Uh-oh. But great show. Josh did go off on the crowd 3 songs in. Well, not the crowd. He went off on security. Because security is
beautiful.
Standing up.
He pulled
on
a feel.
They're shining flashlights on people that are being carried over, and they're grabbing them, yanking them down, and shoving them off.
Wait, what do you mean? When they get towards the stage, then they pull them down between that little gap?
They were
the
yanking
stage
them
and the,
down.
And the wall?
Yeah,
okay.
The pit there, the photo pit, and security pit.
Right.
So they pull them down, and security would take them and just shove them off to one way, like they were being rough
with the
kids.
Yeah, and then go, you get back up here, we'll fuck you up. They always do that.
So between songs, Josh stops and goes, hey, security, hold on a second. I want all you guys to look up here at me.
And they don't turn around.
No, they did.
They're not supposed to do that.
They're not supposed to, but they said, we're here to have fun tonight. Let these kids have fun. They're just trying to have fun and get along and enjoy the music.
Yeah.
Remember who's paying you tonight.
That's awesome.
Well,
and you guys need to chill out with your flashlights and shove them around.
I have two things to say about this when you're done.
Midway through the next song, which was fourth song in, look at set list.
Let me look at my set list I got.
That I snagged off the stage from the bass player that I don't fucking know.
That Josh folded up and handed to me.
My God is the Sun, the new single off the new album. Security disappeared the rest of the night.
That's cool.
One of the guys was standing right in front of us. There were two guys that stayed, and they were on each side of the stage, or each side of the little entry into the photo pit. And guy standing there, he just leaned in and said, yeah, we just got a text message from our supervisor that said,
what?
Clear the front of the stage.
No shit.
It's because he instigated, like, that. What they said is he just voided his contract, I bet, or something about instigating the crowd, and so that means they're done.
So the rest of the night, kids
probably
were just...
you're probably right.
Kids were just falling in front of the stage and stuff, but if you wanted to get it, like, the security guard standing in front of us, his name was Mike, and I said, so...
Now, they have
I'm
going to
jump on the barrier
anyway.
And jump on stage, and he goes, I can't stop you. He goes, someone up there on stage will stop you, but I'm not going to stop you.
Their own personal security, they all have it. I forgot what my... two or three points that I had was.
So that's how I got this.
Josh, and I've asked you this. I know you don't know it now, so I'm just bringing up a fucking point. That dude is fucking hilarious as shit. And one of the reasons... Oh, I know what it was now. Okay. At the Hollywood Bowl, I decided like to stand up during Queens, and just I stood up during their set and was clapping between songs, and I was like, this is awesome. What a great fucking song. Great performance, awesome. And I stood up, and people around me, because I was sitting by myself, because we bought like spare tickets, and there was no pit, there was all seats at the Hollywood Bowl.
Hollywood Bowl is weird laid out.
It is fucking stupid.
It is.
That's what it is. It's not
made
weird.
For
it's
jazz.
Fucking dumb.
It's not made for Nine Inch Nails and Queens of Stone Age.
So I stand up, and I'm like, fuck yeah, awesome. And I turn around to Dustin. He's like, you know, a section over and like 12 seats back, and he's doing the same fucking thing. And I'm getting yelled at. Hey, asshole, sit down. We're here to watch a show. I'm like, what the fuck? Okay.
Me and John Lewis were sitting together, and we could look over, standing up, and see Steph clear as day right across.
Because
and wave.
No one is standing up. No one's doing any interaction. Like, into the show, everyone goes, golf clap.
Yeah.
Oh, good job.
Total pretentious crowd.
I was like, what the fuck? So...
We're LA. We're Hollywood.
Yeah, that's what it is.
If Beverly Hills.
If that asshole's saying, hey, let the people have fun, because they're having fun trying to enjoy themselves, because he plays in front of people like that all the time. So he's like, hey, people are like being excited to see us. I want to see this. Second was the thing about him saying that shit at Hollywood Bowl. He went off in the crowd for a second, calling them fags or whatever. It wasn't fags, but he's made some homoerotic fucking... Tennessee shit to the crowd, and I was like, holy fuck my ass, and I jumped over the seats and stepped on people and walked over to Dustin and told my brother, because he was like, you know, three more fucking seats back in a section over, like, hey, that right there, and we are all just like fucking about to puke on ourselves laughing. It's like, that's the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard. You can take any fucking movie, anything on stage I've ever fucking heard, that right there was it. And we were all dying, dropping balls,
it was
laughing.
Good.
And we could not, for the life of us, remember what the
fuck
he
said. I've only seen him once, and it was at some festival that rolled through Starplex, or Smirnoff.
Yeah, Starplex.
It was either Palooza or Ozfest. Some crap like that.
That's the first time I saw him, and was like,
what? Wait,
man.
What Ozfest? Well, give or take a year. I went to like six in a row.
Five,
six
maybe?
In a row. Oh,
I
five?
Could look it up. But
I don't know.
It was one of the first ones we went to, and they played the middle of the day, and I was like,
it was like, when,
I went to,
it was
to
while
five
I was working.
In a row,
it was,
I never remember seeing them.
Maybe it was before I was in.
Because it might have
maybe
been
I did see them, and that's why I don't radio. Like them. I
mean, and there was more side stage stuff going on. We were running around to see like Devil Driver or something on the side stage.
It was Cold Chamber.
But we'd we'd watch
Disturbed play. Dez. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we'd go see Disturbed.
Wow.
God, I fucking hate that band.
The look on your face when you did that—you're just—you're pissed off still.
So I got one more.
How can that be your trademark?
I don't know.
I got one more shoot the shit segment.
It was cool
here.
At the time. You know it was.
Our topic.
I'd never liked that
band. I liked
it
at the time.
One more. Okay. So tonight we had to delay the start of the show because I had to go to a PTA function. My son was performing in a little thing.
I almost quit
at the school.
I almost quit the show because of it.
So we're starting a little later tonight.
Damn kids.
First off.
Get your fucking priorities straight. You got a kids, you get the fucking show.
PTA.
I hate PTA.
I think we could do 3 hours on PTA alone.
Definitely could.
I have a question. Chick-fil-A. I have a question for you. This
is
Dustin.
Is there anybody angry or ever upset or mad at PTA?
Yes.
Oh,
did I just got shocked again.
Did you think I was serious with what I said?
No.
Because I was like going,
really? No, I just
going,
put that in there.
Are you serious?
Like, no.
Yeah, motherfucker, get your party straight. This is the fucking show. This is important.
That
right
is,
here.
They're
this
the
is
most
important,
annoying.
God damn it.
Talk about pretentious.
Did you get this list beyond me?
PTA.
Talk about pretentious.
Pretentious is the PTA.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't.
I can't get off the front with this magazine right here.
I don't.
They need to sponsor us.
I don't know. I'm not a PTA person, so I can't go down that route. I'm, of course, cynical. I sit back and laugh at everything and make fun of all these people being all happy, happy, joy, joy about us doing things. And we had to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Here's her PTA.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we had to.
Did you put your hand on your heart?
We had to. They had to approve the notes and the treasury stuff from last month, and I was like, "Yeah, it was like a union meeting, and I hate fucking union meetings. They're gay."
I don't belong to a big company. I don't know what you're talking about.
But then we're all ready for my son to have his program.
Good Christ, Stubbs! Look at this.
You're going to love this, Seth.
We're talking about kids and looking at porn.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
So,
I want to pee in
we're
her
all
butt.
Getting ready.
I want to pee in her butt hard.
Oh, my
God.
I can't
gosh.
Even continue this story because this is actually serious and I want your honest reaction.
Queens of the Stone Age. You
okay,
telling a story about PTA.
You're talking about PTA.
And you talking about peeing in a girl's butt all at once. I have
Have you seen her
I
butt?
I have attention problems
have you
already.
Seen her butt?
I have attention problems.
I want to put my butt in her butt.
Dustin, you may continue.
So we're getting ready for the kids to come out and do their program, and the teacher comes running over to me and Jennifer.
Is she hot?
Your son just shit on a bird.
Just threw up all over the hallway.
Yes. That's even better. Good for him.
He's been sick for about the past 4 or 5 days. He's been stopped up and everything. And
he had it. He had enough.
It was the end. You know, he went back to school today and everything, was feeling fine. I picked him up. He was like, I don't feel good. And I was like, well, do you want to go tonight? You know, you don't have to. We can rest it out. He's like, I really want to go. I really want to go. Well, it's all everything he's
well, good
been
for
sucking
him,
up.
Like, you know, yeah.
All the phlegm and everything. Finally, it built up too much. And
that does. Like, you're sitting there
Did
swallowing.
Did he open her?
You're
no.
sitting there swallowing snot
no.
the whole time.
Was her blouse unbuttoned yeah. a little bit?
And every time
too much?
He gets stopped up like that or has issues like that, that's what happens. He throws up. And then he's
yeah.
fine. He'll be fine. He was fine this
was
afternoon.
Yeah, it's just the swallow.
Was her blouse
mucus.
Opened at all a little bit?
He didn't throw up on her. He just threw up in the hallway and all over himself.
Oh. He didn't hot Carl her or anything.
So now he has
guys, my son's in trouble.
So now he has a traumatic experience from school to live with.
We just crossed the line. We said we weren't going to cross. Hot Carl and son talk.
No, that was with... That's a friend
Man,
of ours.
My ex,
child porn.
What? Dustin.
Stop? My headphones are dead. Why'd you come?
I like
my
how the music cut out immediately when he said that.
Why am did I you, out of the show? Just
that's
ban
no,
me?
That's fine. You make that comment, Seth. But why did you put friend at the beginning of it?
Yeah, I don't have a friend that.
No,
actually.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
My ex.
I know someone. Who
so
did.
Wait. Well, okay. Fuck me. Let's go. Move on.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say that my ex, she was a teacher and a PE coach, and I heard so many horror stories. PE, physical education.
Oh, I thought like she peed on people. Okay, sorry.
She's not a coach that talks to people. Come on, you can do it. You can do it.
I lay down plastic. I lay down plastic and get you up.
Remember
there.
Those boundaries we talked about at the first show?
Hey, you don't involve your fucking wife.
It was the first show anyway. And
yeah, he brought
like
up
third
the son.
Show.
I did, because I'm comfortable.
Anyway,
cool
she
story.
Was just, she always would bitch about the PTA and how they just fuck everything
I
up all the time. They're like, anyway.
I couldn't handle it.
Are we're good for PTA.
Are we done with shooting it?
Yes. Let's do those things.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
Before we get into emails.
What is next,
Matt had something he wanted to talk about.
Yeah, this is kind of serious, too. We all go to Texas Billiards and drink heavily on a regular basis, probably at least 3 or 4 times a month. Well, John, John Valerio, his little brother, unfortunately committed suicide a couple of weeks ago, and he's in the U.S. military, and they say it was from post-traumatic stress syndrome. So John asked us to bring it up on the show because they're raising funds for the family to get up to the burial, and or actually, I think it's a service that they hold for our soldiers up in Arlington, Virginia.
Okay.
So we've already posted it on Facebook, the link, and if you haven't gone there yet, go ahead and check it out. We'll have a link up there, but it's on GoFundMe.com. And they have a good piece that I'm just going to read word for word. I don't know all the details about it, but I know it was related to post-traumatic stress disorder, which is apparently becoming a pretty bad problem for our soldiers over the last decade. And like I said, I'll just read this and we'll, you know, toss it around. Please help the Valerio family honor one of our fallen heroes by donating to this page. Sergeant Valerio was a 2-tour Iraqi war veteran who fell victim to post-traumatic stress disorder. Our main goal is to help his family honor the life of Sergeant Jesse Ted Valerio by attending his service as he is laid to rest in Virginia at Arlington National Cemetery. However, a portion of the proceeds will go towards the care of his son, Christian Valerio. And this is also, the leftover proceeds will go to the Wounded Warrior Project in his name. So, like I said, this is a very, really sad situation. We're the bars actually, Texas Billiards is holding a donation, I think they passed around buckets each night and everything. But right now, it looks like as they stand, they've got $1,085 raised, and they're trying to raise $10,000. And like I said, it's for the immediate family to go up there and celebrate his life and put him to rest, and also to help his son, Christian Valerio. So,
his link on GoFundMe.com is GoFundMe.com/4 MNJIG. Yeah. And we'll put the link up. Yeah. Or you can just put in his name in the search box on GoFundMe.
We'll put the immediate link to on the website, and also repost the thing on Jared Jonestown Massacre Facebook with the immediate link too. So
I'm gonna try to help this family out. John's a good guy. He's a metalhead.
He's awesome.
Big fan and of actually, Five Finger Death Punch, and
it'll be tagged in the description of this show. So depending on what podcast app you're using, you can hit the link directly through the little story on them.
Yeah. And apparently this is a big problem that's affecting a lot of families now, because we've been in war for like 15 years now, and it's our country emotionally is having its toll taken. So I mean, it's time to pay the piper on some of these wars that we keep getting into. I love what they're doing. I love that they're representing our country and they're fighting for our freedoms and other countries' freedoms and defending us against terrorism. But it takes a toll on the country, and this is one of them. It's post-traumatic stress disorder. And so
we were talking about it earlier. The first Iraq war was 91.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
a lot of war.
And
the
second
years.
One was 2001.
Oh, what I said was the country has been a country for how many years? 200 and something. And we've been in war for like all but 30 of those years.
Yeah. And James Gandolfini did a he was a narrator on. He was big into this issue for a while, for like the latter part of his career. He did a documentary movie called War Torn, which I recommend all y'all check that out.
I'm gonna check it out.
It's it was done in like 2010, and it was a big thing to him and a lot of the people that are on that. It's a very sad situation, and that's exactly what John and his family are going through. So, help him out, please.
This
GoFundMe site
for him.
It's pretty cool.
I'm gonna donate. So can I go up to Billiards and do it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do it that route too.
Okay.
Talk to him though. Okay.
Yeah, just like
to John.
Give him.
Y'all don't have like a
give him direct money.
Yeah,
you have a bucket or anything out up there?
There is a bucket and stuff, but I'd still talk to John or Brittany. Just have her take care of it. But not to say that I don't trust anyone up there. It's just better to get the.
Oh, I know. I know you mean that.
Give it directly to him. But
I just wonder if I can go to Billiards and go here. Like, if I want to give a buck, or $5, or $100, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't trust anybody up there.
Especially me.
Yeah.
But the GoFundMe.com, that's a pretty cool site. You check that out.
That's terrible.
It's like Kickstarter, isn't it? Right?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool site. I'm over here looking at it. It's Kickstarter, but for everyone and everything. So
maybe Jerry Jonestown Massacre? Kickstarter or GoFundMe?
They may make us pay to be on here.
They take money from us?
Yeah, they would go. Yeah, I know you're trying to raise money, but you got to pay to be on here.
You've said the F-word 4,789 times.
John's a cool guy. I like him. And like you said, you know, earlier, I've gotten like 5,000 drinks from him.
Yeah.
I think you're talking about.
And I know, and it's not just John. Like, I've heard of this from people around here.
I know.
I mean,
the whole situation is it's just fucking terrible. It sucks. It's a big piece of shit.
There's a big problem with soldiers committing suicide in porta potties over there. Like, because you have to have your rifle or weapon on you at all times, and it even happens here on base in the States.
Yeah.
There's a guy I work with. There was a guy in his. What are they called? I always forget. Platoon, battalion, whatever. Mm-hmm. That they were out on the shooting range shooting one day, and he went to the porta potty with his rifle and in there.
Well, just like recently here locally, remember that the sharpshooter or the sniper that holds the record, the one that you were telling me about like 5 years ago about how badass this guy was.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yes.
When that guy flipped out,
and he was trying to help his friend, and he at the gun range.
Yeah,
out there in the West.
Yeah, sad story.
Yeah, he was a Navy SEAL, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Or a Marine or something.
No, he was a Marine sniper.
And then,
oh yeah, Navy SEAL is a Marine.
Oh, sorry, Jesus.
Oh,
I love getting the story wrong.
Meh.
Jesus. Let's talk about video games.
How about we go into some let's get out of this nervousness. Let's go into emails.
Let's
you over there, hit it.
No, I'm not done.
Oh. Yo, VIP, let's kick it.
No, that's just really fucking shitty. And I want to end the show right now. So I'm like really depressed.
Yo, VIP, let's
I'll look at the fucking picture is John right now.
Like, with him and his brother? Yeah,
those are sad. Like him fucking handing me a drink. I'm like, he makes me so happy all the time. And then I feel sad for him.
Yeah.
You got mail.
I'm still in the closet with this show. I'm never coming out.
Whoa. That's FM DJ right there.
You got...
You know, you asked me what we were laughing about.
Yeah, did you look it up?
No, I remember what it was.
How? Because after the 17,000 gallons of alcohol you've had since then and now,
we were laughing about the blowjob joke.
Oh. Why don't you go ahead and tell that joke again to Dustin?
Hey,
instead of me this time.
We've done Dustin. It on four separate shows.
Hey, Dustin, do you remember? Okay. So this is from Sir Will, dear JJTM. So that's I listened to episode 11, and it seemed more polished. There wasn't a lot of talking over each other, which is nice. Dustin, I noticed you have tried out 4 beers in the show, and this may be something you are going for, but
it got me thinking about you guys opening up each show with a different beer. Pop the top, casual, like, and then start shooting the shit, and then get y'all's opinion at the end of the show, or segment, or whatever. Also, I think the reason why the Death Star hasn't opened its roof this year is because Jerry Jones secretly listens, and he is afraid y'all really are going to drop a ton of business cards from a helicopter during the game.
Which we need to do.
Why haven't they opened that damn stadium up this year?
My first question about this email is, Sir Will, is he a real knight? Has he been knighted?
Have you seen Sir Will?
We've knighted him.
I met him the other day.
Okay,
that guy, first of all, he was awesome. He showed up to the bar, and he got hit on by at least three chicks immediately.
So he is a knight.
He must be a knight.
He's got to be a knight.
He went to Queens of Stone Age the other night with us. Sir Will. And then went to
He walks
Sparks.
Up with Dustin. I'm like, I give Dustin a hug, and I look over here at this guy, and I'm like, hey, okay, you're prettier than I am. I don't like you. And then this woman, she's married and stuff, you know, nothing there.
He had two cuckold situations.
Yes. Wow. That's what I was going to say. Immediately, dude. Like, immediately. It was immediate.
Is this a guy you work with?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So like, do you think Jerry's heard about the plan?
Maybe he has. It hadn't been open this year, and that's three beautiful days.
It is. This last one was
perfect,
insanely awesome.
Perfect.
Yeah.
As far as beer goes, y'all want to do that?
I think
that's a great idea.
I do, too.
Okay. If y'all can, you'll have to lay off the whiskey.
Hey, you
to
know
let
what?
Let the taste sink in.
Oh, yeah.
We'll let him pick our first beer if he wants to email us back.
There we go.
There you go. The first beer.
You send us the first beer, and we'll do it next week.
Yep. Okay, we'll make it easy on you. I haven't tried too much. You have to, you know, twist Dustin's ear about what we're going to have. But
we should start putting them on the whiteboard, too.
He's had
the
all
ones
of them.
We've done or the ones we're gonna do.
What we've done.
Have you tried Rasputin?
Old Rasputin? Dustin. I'm not sure.
You might have over here because he's had a few times.
Dustin's got every damn beer you can think of, but
I want Seth to try that.
We'll see what Will gives us.
He's saying is, you know, we'll just pop it open, drink it for a bit, and at the end talk about it.
Talk
cool.
About it.
I think it's a great idea.
It'll be a segment. It'll be more intros to make and more.
Yeah, and we could take it a step further,
more
too, and do it with whiskey,
music.
Too. We could do it with whiskey.
we could
do it with vodka. Vodka.
Speaking of whiskey.
I'm just going to say I love all of them.
Fuck it. Let's do it with weed, too. I got some Kush.
Speaking of whiskey, there might be something next to this shed.
Oh, I heard.
In a few weeks.
You're really thinking about doing it?
You think my piss is going to
ferment? How much does that cost? Well, tell everybody what you're talking about.
A whiskey still.
Mm-hmm.
I can pick one up for about $300. We can make whiskey in about... We can make straight moonshine.
Okay, that was
in
my
about
question
two
with
or
you.
3 weeks.
What?
If you want to age it in a barrel, you need to wait a while, which we can do. We can do big batch and let it sit for a while.
Yeah, we have three or four batches going on. Yeah.
Store it.
So I wonder if
but
we
you
could
can make
sell
moonshine
that.
Like that.
You know how we don't get paid a damn thing to do these shows? We could sell whiskey. Bootleg that shit.
Not at all, no. I was at Specs with you and Chrissy, and we were talking about that whiskey that's like, it's white. It looks like vodka.
Death Door.
Yeah, that's just because it's not aged. Non-aged whiskey.
It's white?
Yep.
Yeah, it looks like vodka. It's
moonshine
clear as shit.
Is...
Oh, you mean it's clear?
Yeah.
Moonshine's whiskey that's not aged.
What do you think I said?
What
did I say?
White.
White.
Oh, yeah.
Why does it got to be white?
Well, Jack Daniels makes a white whiskey now.
What's wrong with
now?
You, cracker?
Jack Daniels makes a white whiskey, and Death's Door is a white whiskey.
Yeah.
And they're just not aged. But we can make a big batch and set some back.
No,
you have a bunch of cardboard at the same time.
We would sell Jerry Jonestown Massacre whiskey, and some motherfucker would drink it the whole thing.
And go blind.
Yeah. Or have you seen the last episode of
Don't
Boardwalk
say
Empire?
Something horrible.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Or no, two weeks ago, was it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
2 weeks ago.
Where they put all that stuff in his whiskey. Yeah. That was morbid.
Great idea, Will.
Good idea, Will.
We're going to do it.
We're going to do the beer.
Give us ideas.
He gets the MVP emailer award this month.
Send us a beer to do.
This month,
we'll try to hunt it down. And if it's something funky that only you have in your garage, I'll have to come to your house and break into your house. Steal it out of your garage.
Sounds great.
Or out of your fridge or whatever.
All right. Ready for the next, guys?
Let's do it.
All right. This is from Shelly. From Shelly. Is Stubbs his real name?
Oh,
or is it a descriptive name?
I've heard this before.
Is he short and stubby? Is his weenie stubby?
Yeah.
Maybe you guys should post more selfies and stop begging hot girls to send their pictures to your...
Dustin, why don't you answer all this girl's questions?
And here you go,
Shelly
guys.
Shelly sounds so hot.
What? The true and story then she sends a picture.
Shelly did?
Yeah.
She's hot, isn't she?
She says,
any girl with the name of Shelly is hot.
If she was on the cover of a front magazine, would it work?
Yes. Of course.
It would?
Well, since you're a listener, yes.
So the reason we call him Stubby is because he has no arms, no legs. We were going to hang him on the wall and call him Art. Or put him by the door and call him Matt.
Yes.
But his name is Matt. So that didn't work out too well.
You could, I mean, we could put this in both of y'all stand up.
We were going to throw him in a swimming pool and call him Bob.
Jesus Christ.
More sixth grade humor.
Hey, have you seen that porn? That picture?
Okay,
that
hold on. Hold on.
No, listen.
I got more. No, I got another email.
No,
to read.
No, wait. Hey. The dude banging the girl with no arms and no legs, and he's just got her.
Okay.
Just.
No.
You haven't seen that?
No.
I don't sit on Pornhub like you do.
I don't do that.
You just confessed at the beginning of the show. That's all you do.
I was doing it for research for the show.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian.
I was researching.
You're researching some Ray J length?
For the show. I take this show serious.
All right,
well, I'm just going to move on.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck. Is that that? I don't know what happened there. This is from Bigfoot.
The actual Bigfoot?
Okay, this is actually against me.
We have our own Bigfoot.
And
Dustin. Did Bigfoot? I didn't know Bigfoot knew how to type.
Okay, from Bigfoot. Neat. I'm going to do a Dustin here. Neat. Why the hell are you guys ragging on White Settlement?
Uh-oh.
You shit on Jack Sparrow Highway.
Uh-oh.
And I get that, but the man I hard... What the fuck?
It's Bigfoot smashing keys.
Okay. I get that, but the man a hard left and start bitching about White Settlement? Good show other than that. FYI, they don't like to be called gypsies. They are travelers. Fuck off.
I love an email that ends with fuck off.
I hate travelers then.
I get that.
What about
but
the blues travelers?
The man a hard left. I don't know.
First off, Bigfoot.
Made my brain hurt.
Do you know Bigfoot too? Because you're talking like you know this guy.
Okay, I went off on some settlement for a second.
Why does a Bigfoot have a keyboard and a computer and email technology?
That's what I was asking. When did he learn to type?
I'm not going to apologize for going off of White Settlement.
No, there's no need to.
Fuck that place.
Does Bigfoot also have a big dong?
Whoa, sir.
Does he?
I don't know.
So, gypsies, travelers. Okay, well, fuck them.
Yeah, I don't like gypsies.
But White Settlement...
Is that really the politically correct name for gypsies, travelers?
You know, the biggest population of gypsies is in White Settlement, so... Seriously, in Fort Worth, it's in White Settlement. So up there off Cherry Lane and White Settlement Road.
I don't think you should take back anything
that
you said last week. Especially the carpet bombing.
No, that needs to be done. I'm
the more I thought about it.
Vote me into office. Down on nothing.
Dude, vote me into office and I will have it done.
You will have my vote. The more you know, the two things I thought about the most this week about last week's show. One was that just imagining this bomber coming down Jacksboro Highway, just
Coswell.
And number two, some motherfucker walking down the street with an orange Whataburger T-shirt on. I couldn't
just
stop thinking about
that. Just fancy ketchup on it.
Yeah,
that was pretty damn funny.
All right, next email.
We have an audio email.
Uh-oh.
A voicemail.
Do we want to listen to it now or wait till we're done?
I have one more email to read, but let's go
ahead
and
read it, and then we'll play.
I don't know what the hell is going on here.
I think that's it. Just got spaced when you.
Okay, this is from you, Darvish.
From you, Darvish. Okay,
the pitcher from Japan.
I guess it could happen.
Or someone being a smartass. Am I going to have to trace this email and see who it really came from?
I'm too drunk to read anyway.
You want me to read it?
I'm very offended with you today. You don't need to talk bad things about people of Asian flight, 214. Okay, shit. I should have read this before. You racist is stupid and not haha funny. You fuck. Fuck you. America white people is dumb. Die. Great.
Okay, which you one Darvish of our dumbass like... friends put that in us?
You Darvish doesn't like us? Well, fuck you!
I win! I win!
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus!
So, we have a voice email?
Yes.
Jesus
I don't know
Christ. I should not have read that, you Darvish.
All right. Are you ready? It's from our buddy.
Who?
Which one? From Dope.
Did you get it? Fuck you.
I got it. I understand. I got it.
Who is this from? What are you leading us into?
Is it Bodine?
This is going to be some kind of sabotage.
Is it Bodine or the Deer Whisperer?
This whole show's been sabotaged.
It's the Deer Whisperer.
Oh, fuck. Are you serious?
Yep. Are you ready?
He actually fucking came back. That's awesome.
Here we go.
This guy really listens.
And fire.
Hey, guys. Sorry it's been a while, but it's dove season. That means my meth production has been bumped up. But that was all brought to a drastic stop. Real drastic stuff. After a 3-day binge, I decided to go out on a hunt. And, well, I thought I was shooting at doves. But it turned out I was at a Boyd High School football game blasting footballs out of the air. The sheriff arrested me and impounded my deer. Now I'm facing all sorts of charges, including cruelty to animals, because of the harness I was using. I got it on discount at Crystal's in the S&M section.
Oh,
I thought it fit old Henrietta pretty well. Well, so now I'm in a halfway house and can finally use the phone. So I thought I'd call you guys up, leave
is
a message, and
I think it's almost done.
Question. I'll try to keep in touch.
A lot of questions.
Hopefully before too long I'll be out in the real world. If you have any connections or after cash, send some my way.
He's hitting us up for money?
Okay.
Well, talk to you later.
He drags out his shit like crazy, doesn't he?
What? Okay, he's starting to sound
first question. Yeah. What the fuck was going on in the background?
What? He's starting to sound creepy too. Like it was haha funny, the first one?
Yeah.
Is this another one of your buddies, Dustin?
No, that's the guy we met at the bar that night.
Okay, he's starting to get creepy, and there's probably a chance that he actually did that at the halfway house.
Okay, I'm not... I think it was actually a halfway house. What the fuck's going on in the background?
I have no idea, man.
Like a TV and people or some shit. I don't know.
You know how I started getting nervous about when we did the show and we were talking about, ha ha ha, look at all the people, the Muslims and all that, and started going off?
Whoa. No, I don't remember that at all. I don't think it ever happened.
Next week, we're going to have a call from Muslim Bob.
Anyway, I'm starting to get that feeling on this one, too.
Here's a call out from
Muslim
Bob.
Way, did you hear what happened this weekend?
What happened this weekend?
We got him back. We took up for O Africa. Navy SEALs.
They got one of the leaders of Al-Shabaab.
They fucked him up.
Yeah, like, I saw that. Political talk. We're no good for it.
So, what do we think of this guy? Should we tell him to fuck off this time?
No, we need to keep this guy going around. In fact,
he's getting creepy, though.
When these come through Gmail, when the voicemail comes through Gmail, it comes through with an actual email address.
What
so
is it?
If you call in to our Gmail, it makes an email address, and it's his email address. So I've already responded and said, keep him coming.
Why?
He already did? Damn it.
Can you tell him to stop now?
He lives right over by Watauga Middle School.
Okay. Good.
So he's down the street from the bar. He's right by over your neck of the woods.
I've never seen this guy in my life.
You've never seen a guy just riding a deer in Watauga?
No.
It's not an actual deer.
No, I think he is riding an actual deer.
No, he dropped me off at the... Oh.
He dropped him off at the house. He just jokes about riding deers around.
No, I think some point in this guy's life, this motherfucker has not only rode a deer, he's fucked one too.
Well, he's probably listening to this.
He's probably pissed in a deer's ass.
Can you listen to this stuff on after that?
I've got to have a computer. Halfway house, you got to have a computer and stuff, right?
I guess.
I don't know. Gotta break them back in the real world.
We need to open a door. I'm getting hot. Like, I'm nervous. I get weird when I hear stuff like that.
Oh, look.
And I haven't taken my meds in a while.
Outside the door is just SEAL Team 6 here to pick us up.
Ted?
Ted?
Stubbs is dead.
He's dead.
Who's Ted?
I don't know. It's this joke that we had going for a while.
All right. Are we out of there? Do we have outro music for you?
Come on.
No? All right. Let's do some real quick news because we're running long.
That's all you get. Go.
Okay. Just the intro. So there's this drug that's coming from Russia.
Huh? Wait.
Drugs. What? We're talking about drugs.
Drugs?
Insert. Generic. Coke. Weed. Meth. Ecstasy.
Perfect.
Heroin. LSD.
All right. Shrooms. Today.
Florida.
Russia.
Joke. Florida.
Fuck Russia.
Florida.
Oh, Russia.
So, okay, there.
All right.
Go.
With Matt going
Speaking
forever.
Doing this.
So anyway, it's this drug coming from Russia.
Mm. It sounds tastier.
Oxycontin.
It's called Krokodil.
Wait a second. Spell it.
Krokodil.
Like a cross between crocodile and dildo.
Yes, crocodile. Mm. And
this sounds real fun.
It's starting to show up in Arizona.
So you inject heroin into a pickle and you shove that up your butt.
That's got to be it.
Okay.
And it dissolves.
It is injected.
Okay.
It is boiled, much like heroin. It's boiled before you inject it.
So far, I'm dead on. Is it inside a pickle?
But once... No.
Damn it.
Once it is injected into you, it immediately starts damaging all your blood vessels and tissues.
Yeah. So does everything else.
It rots your flesh away.
Oh, sign
okay,
me up.
Now you're getting serious.
It rots your flesh away quicker and worse than a brown recluse, fiddleback, or black widow sting.
What's a fiddleback?
Why?
Oh, the brown recluse.
Why is this going on?
What is the high?
Yeah.
Is that the high? Did you just tell us the high?
Good question. I don't... It's 20 times cheaper than heroin.
So it's an opiate?
And produces just about the same high as...
So it's an opiate.
Okay. Heroin. So how do I make it?
Well...
Because I'm going to try this.
It's like funny you should ask that.
I have the ingredients right here.
You have to milk 50 fucking brown recluses.
It's a mixture of codeine.
Okay.
And oil, paint thinner, gasoline, alcohol.
Jeez. The only thing fun about what you just said is the first word.
Codeine.
Yeah, after that.
It just went all downhill.
Say that again.
It's codeine.
I'm in.
Oil, yes, paint thinner, ooh, gasoline,
ooh,
alcohol.
Ooh, no.
I think I'll set this one out, guys.
The images from it are creepy as hell. I'm just going to...
Let me see one.
I got a story here.
I can't see your computer.
But do you want me to play the story?
Huh?
I mean, there's an actual news story about it. It's a
sure.
Minute 23.
Minute 23.
For those of you in the U.S.,
whoa,
this
shut
might
up, bitch.
Sound a bit scary.
Might sound a bit scary,
a
okay,
powerful
guys?
Heroin-like drug that literally rots flesh and bone has made its first appearance in the U.S.
Okay, so maybe downright frightening.
Oh my gosh.
The drug known as Krokodil was first reported
fucking
in Arizona
shooter.
With two cases reported in the past week. It's made by mixing over-the-counter painkillers with alcohol and gasoline, and it's injected into the body much like heroin. Reports are calling the drug destructive, to say the least, as a toxic combination can actually dissolve teeth. And just to warn you,
no.
This next video has some graphic images.
So does
it's
Coke.
Dubbed Krokodil because it can
Holy
rot
shit.
Your skin from the inside out, causing a crocodile-like appearance to the skin. WPBF
the
reports
fuck?
It was first seen in Russia.
Authorities in Russia say more than 2.5 million people have sought treatment for addiction to crocodile since the drug's introduction 10 years ago.
So it's called
USA
Krokodil.
USA Today explains Krokodil became popular
oh, nope,
in
Krokodil.
Russia because it costs 3 times less than heroin, and the high is similar, though its effects don't last quite as long, usually just 90 minutes.
Shit,
the average crocodile addict in Russia doesn't live longer than 2 to 3 years after usage
you
starts.
Think?
So far, the two cases in Arizona are the only signs of the drug in the United States.
Question.
For news.
Are they saying it starts rotting your shit after the first time you use it, or just repeated?
First.
So you use it one time, and you're fucked.
Within 2 years, you'll start dying?
And most of the time, it's at the injection point.
So that dude was injecting into his fucking cheek.
Well, that was
that guy was insane.
Over time, but they say that cheek,
his entire face.
And this started in Russia?
The first time you start losing stuff.
Of course
is
it was Russia.
Injected. Yeah.
What are you talking about, dude?
Russia.
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 Fuck Russia.
Man, like I said, I think they need to try it out this time, except just get a bunch of brown recluses and black widows and milk them motherfuckers and then put some Vicodin in it and then inject that, see what happens.
There's a and guy on here that looks like, there's a picture I saw and he literally looks like Killer Croc from Batman comics. I mean, his skin is
that
just
with his hand and arm we just saw?
It was way worse than that guy they showed.
Oh god.
Way worse.
I don't give a fuck.
And it threw me off.
I know heroin, when you do it, you feel like you're in a pool naked with a bunch of puppies licking you, but it's not worth it. It's just not worth it anymore.
Kids, don't do drugs. Take this
unless
from Uncle
you
Stubbs.
Want a serious case of the fucking awesomeness. You don't do drugs. Never.
Unless you want to get laid in high
go.
School. Never mind.
Unless you want a bunch of... Okay, get that the fuck off your screen. That's disgusting.
What was that?
Jesus. What is
it's
that?
It's a lady with half her arm missing.
It's
to
gone.
Bone.
It's to disgusting. Bone.
Gone.
Are you sure this is not shtick?
No, this is real, homie.
People would do this.
Wow. This is real.
What else they got? They're going to kill themselves or fucking
what?
Get high doing it?
You want your fingers just come off?
that's fake. That's fake.
I don't know. It's messed up. Here's the one.
The deer whisperer.
There's another one
this.
I saw right there.
I wonder if the deer whisperer has done this.
Why isn't his face fucked up?
I don't know, but look at the arm.
Photoshop or something.
Messed
too
up.
Fucked up.
Messed up.
That is
messed
up.
It's too fucked up to be real. No one would do that.
People are stupid. We're learning that more and more the more we do this show. People out there are fucked up.
Just complete idiocracy.
We started this podcast thinking it'd be a form of therapy of us just come out here and spout
no,
our minds.
It's about, we're but realizing how
we're
fucked
realizing
up the world is.
How terrible the human race is.
It makes me feel good about myself.
It
my
does,
loser
right?
self. I'm like, hey
right.
man, I'm not that bad.
If I go home, smoke a joint, whatever, it's not that big a deal. I'm not
I'll
doing
pop a few
pills.
I'm an alcoholic racist that rapes people. I'm not so bad.
Seth, speaking of your alcoholism.
What?
Shit just got real.
Shit just got real.
Can we talk about my racism next?
This story came out just a couple of hours ago that Sprite is the best thing for a hangover ever.
Bullshit.
Nope.
Okay.
It's vitamin water rehab.
No.
Nope. They say these...
That stuff is the greatest.
Nope.
These Chinese researchers...
I like that though. That's good.
Tested
or
out.
That Bloody Mary that I sent y'all.
Oh, yeah. It has like 17 shrimp, a hamburger, 15 different vegetables on
you
it.
You know that place is in between your house and mine.
Yes, sir, I do. I'm going to go there
soon.
These Chinese researchers did, they Hoffa? Tested
Yul Davish.
500 different drinks to help with a hangover, and Sprite is the one that helps speed up the process the quickest
something
to get
wrong.
It over with.
Okay.
Hey, just pointing to the news.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a Sprite all the time when I'm hungover just because it feels good. It's like when you're sick, you know?
Yeah, you always drink.
Yeah, you drink a Sprite.
Not me, man. Sprite. I shoot up with some crocodile.
Crocodile.
Crocodile. Sorry.
Right.
Fuck it. Crocodile. It's crocodile now.
And
I don't care.
Last story, since we made a big deal about this at the intro, Michigan has a pint law.
Okay, yeah, what is that?
Explain this.
Every beer sold in the state must contain at least 16 ounces of actual beer in the glass.
Wait a second.
Instead of what?
Huh?
The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm not following.
So they're saying they're not going to sell anything smaller than a 16 ounce pint?
That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Or the small cans. You know, those
little baby punchers. Yeah.
Yeah, and the little baby.
I call them baby punchers.
Those little baby Coronas.
Oh, the 7.5 ounce, 7.2
yeah.
ounce.
Gone. Everything has to be 16 ounce.
Okay, everyone makes fun of me because I buy those things.
I do too. I do it with Budweiser sometimes.
And I tell you why.
The little bitty baby ones.
I tell you why I buy those
things. I don't
know why. Is because
they never
get. Drink a beer. Drink a beer.
No, no. I'll tell you what I do.
Oh, here. Wait.
I open a beer up. You don't have a full beer. You just want a little taste of beer. It's a half a beer. It's a little more than half.
If you're going to be a man, be a man.
Okay. I won't tell you why. It's cool. It's
What next?
Let me guess. You also buy the little bitty Cokes to mix with your little bitty airplane vodkas?
No, you buy those, you fuck. That's you.
But I thought that was kind of cool that even bars,
I don't understand the purpose of it.
Minimum size is 16 ounce. Like, the minimum size of beer you can buy now.
I mean,
yeah,
I get it, but I don't understand why the politicians there decided
maybe,
that was important.
Maybe because
there's nothing else to do in Michigan. Have you seen Detroit?
True. Good point.
Only thing I can really think of this is
12 ounce can.
Is strip clubs will go free dollar, you know, you got dollar beers and free beers.
Okay, I understand.
So strip clubs over there that fucking state be like, free beer. And they're going, oh, they hand you a fucking shot glass of beer. Or you go, dollar beers.
True.
And it'd be like, you know, an 8-ounce glass. You're like, what the
oh,
fuck is this
shit? Oh, so this
is
a
go,
false
fuck you.
Advertising thing.
Maybe.
Issue.
Only thing it could happen.
I think you're on to something. Hey, I got some news. Our government is shut down. Did y'all know that?
Yes.
Neat.
No, I had another story about that a company was giving away free vibrators for government workers.
What?
Since the government shut down.
Good. Good for them.
They were offering government workers.
This is the longest show I've ever been.
Vibrators.
Why?
For stress.
Just
because
they have lots stress of time
relief
on their hands now?
I guess so.
I see what you did there.
There's so much.
Yeah, I see what you're doing. I don't know.
Oh, that's
They're
gross.
Giving away 200 sex toys daily to government employees during the shutdown.
Stress relief, man.
Hey, what's
it's like,
the company?
It's like a punch bag.
Where'd you read that?
It's a punching bag, right?
It's on the Huffington Post.
You always get all your news
Huffington's
off of there.
Huffington's good.
It is good.
I think they're full of shit at the time.
No.
They're
all right.
They're huffing it.
In the news, new music.
Yes.
I just wanted to play this for you.
Okay,
Matt.
Why don't you do that, Dustin?
We were talking about this band a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Greatest band name ever?
Yes, it is.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that band.
You were asking about what they sounded like?
Are they
never
related to the NASCAR driver?
Never happened to that bit.
What is that?
Hello?
He's trying to be Old Man Bane.
Are you? No.
Old Man Bane.
Bane?
Old Man Bane.
Hey, he's still getting in contact with me.
So let's get into the heart of it. Here's you some... When you hear Dale Earnhardt Jr., what do you expect? Some bluegrass country?
I think you had played this for me before.
I've never heard it.
Because remember we were looking up absurd band names when we found Tony Danza tap dance.
Really?
All right, do you like Pusha T?
Yes.
Got a new album out this week called My Name Is My Name.
I just want to pop another band. I just want to sell dope forever. I just want to be who I am.
I just want to drop some Crocodilla.
They say be who you can be, nigga.
And
if you're gonna play some real rap, play some Eazy-E. Come on. Give me that nut.
Your buddy's band.
Ooh, my band?
Sleigh Bells.
That's a good jam today. Anyone that has not listened to Sleigh Bells, check it out.
Bitter Rival.
You'll enjoy
out tonight,
it.
Tonight, today, yesterday, whatever. And
ooh.
Let's get into the heart of it.
That's what I can say.
Shit.
Hey, have you seen them live? Like, watched their stuff on YouTube or something? I want to go to one of their shows.
Of course, they're seen them live.
2 weeks.
Come on.
2 weeks, Granada.
Oh, yeah? Ooh. I might go to that show.
This sounds like... Wait, who's this?
Sleigh Bells. You think that show be sold out? Sleigh Bells?
No.
Where?
Granada?
Their last one at Granada was ridiculously sold
out.
How
big is Granada? I've been there, but how many people does it hold?
And this is one of your throwback bands from a few years ago.
I think on the iTunes radio. I think.
Let's get into the meat of it.
Don't close your eyes.
Is it Surge and Mike Patton?
Alter Bridge.
Oh, never mind. Never heard that. Because Surge and Mike Patton.
Yes. Shit. That was hilarious.
Who's Alter Bridge anyway?
Don't worry about it. Sleigh Bells sounds like Die Antwoord. The South African band. Have you heard of those guys?
No.
Look them up, bitch. Look them up, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Are we doing Breaking Bad, right?
Yo, bitch.
Next week.
19th is when they release, right? And then they play a show the next day, or is it the 18th and the 19th to play a show?
Oh. Who is it?
Oh. Pearl Jam.
Those Pearl Jam boys.
That's about all.
They're first on the release.
Got right now.
Can't remember the name of it.
Even Flow?
No, Alive? You fuck on this.
Jeremy?
Okay.
Sirens?
Never mind. I won't say.
This
shit.
Song? Sirens?
Cool. Yeah.
I haven't heard anything on this yet. I'm saving my virgin ears.
I've listened to a little bit of it.
On the Pearl Jam station?
Just the little snippets that they released.
They play new songs every now and then. It's the first one they released.
This is cool. Eddie Vedder should run for president.
He tried for governor, didn't he?
Did he?
Or mayor of Seattle or something like that. Yeah. I forgot.
I wonder if he'd legalize crocodile.
Crocodile.
And showtime.
That's what all the cool kids are doing now.
I gotta go home, guys.
Yep, I'm done. Y'all done?
Why is he singing bells?
I don't know. Anything good coming up y'all want to promote?
My birthday.
When is that?
Birthday jam. No, I'm just playing.
Oh.
We're not doing a birthday promotion.
I was like, cool. I'm not going
to
be there.
We do need to promote one more thing.
What is that? Oh, the website again?
The website, yes.
For John Valerio's brother?
Yes.
It is. I didn't write it down. It's on. You just had it looked up.
GoFundMe?
Yeah, GoFundMe.com and then.
Just put in his name. We'll have the links up, like we said.
Yeah, we'll have the links up on. And we'll probably repost it on Facebook, too.
And I want a bitch.
Uh-oh.
The emails were pretty light this week. So.
We got one of the greatest show ideas ever sent in. What are you talking
about? We did,
but
they were still kind of weak. We need more emails.
We got an email from you fucking Darvish, okay?
Yeah.
Really?
What do you expect?
Asian 214.
Maybe you need to lower your little expectations, okay?
Way too low. Something wrong.
Asian 214. What?
That's the name of the flight. Asian 214. It's the Wee Too Low.
Oh, I thought it was like
wrong.
A Aryan Dallas.
You need to lower your expectations, man. And you need to stop eating on the air.
So we're out of here. I was once eaten invisible.
Help me. I'm overwhelmed. Let's go kill a hooker! Oh, shit. Let's go kill him, Green!